It's that time of year when farmers around Arkansas burn their fields after the harvest. Farmers have a legal right to burn off the residue in their fields, but the fires also spark controversy among those who say they're creating a public health hazard, especially for people with asthma. Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media looks at both sides of this burning issue.
The winds are just right on an October afternoon. Flames crackle on a farm in Osceola. Farmers are burning off rice residue to clear the fields for the next season. It's carefully timed to keep the smoke pointed away from a nearby highway.
We do it because we have to. It's not because we want to. If any farmer had the choice and we had another option, I don't think anybody would want to burn. But it's absolutely a necessity.
That's farmer Mike Sullivan in nearby Burdett. Some of his fields show the blackened remains of a recent burn. He acknowledges that burning fields doesn't win local farmers any popularity contests, but says there just isn't a choice when you compare the time, cost, and outcome of burning versus clearing the fields mechanically. Often the straw is so high that it cannot be removed without at least some burning.
Basically, when we burn it, it's just a quick flash burn across the field, and about 50% of the straw is all that's removed by the burn. And so all that burn really does is just gets it to a manageable state.
The farmers face plenty of criticism over the smoke. It's often visible from highways these days. Swifton resident Linda Norris says she can't get away from it, even in her own home.
In my house, with the windows shut, the doors closed, sometimes I wear a mask because my eyes are running, my nose is stopped up because of the smoke.
But field burns are legal, according to David Moore with the Craighead County Office of Emergency Management.
Correct. Yes, there is a state law that governs burning, and the farmers, if they have a row crop and there is residue, then they have the right to burn that as long as there's not a burn ban in effect in the county.
But some say it's time for Arkansas to consider banning field burns. Pediatrician Warren Skog demonstrates a portable air quality machine.
Push it to go on. Looks like a 1960 transistor radio, but it costs considerably more than that, let me tell you. You push the button, pulls air in, applies a laser beam, and measures diffusion.
Skog steps outside the children's clinic in Jonesboro every afternoon to get a reading on air quality. The air gets a good measurement this time. But Dr. Skog says there are many days when pollution flares up and registers at an unhealthy level for sensitive groups.
Sensitive groups mean those with chronic lung disease, those with asthma and allergies, and all children. They breathe more air for their weight. There's more minute volume, and they have developing lungs, and they are susceptible as a group.
Skog thinks farm smoke will someday be thought of like secondhand smoke and recalled the days when smoking was allowed in public places and how unthinkable it seems now.
We've been working for two straight weeks, an average of 14 to 16 hours a day. We haven't had a day.
Back on the farm, Mike Sullivan says farmers already use as much caution and courtesy as possible, but not burning just doesn't work.
We burned it about the middle of September, and this field is ready for a soybean crop next spring. And if we would not have burned it, there would be 6 inches of straw out there, and we wouldn't have done anything for the soybean crop.
The field burns will be visible around Arkansas wherever rice is grown for the rest of the fall. In Mississippi County, I'm Ann Kenda with Arkansas Public Media.